101.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here for 3 hours tonight till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so more than enough time for you to call in about whatever it is that's on your mind. Whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. If you take control of the phones at 800-259-5791, that's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, anything goes. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 76,000 posts are there for you. Over 1,100 people are interacting. It's totally free, of course, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. We're going to go to the phones to Michelle Kuby. Michelle Kuby, actually, you're in Canada. Is that right, Michelle?
Yes, I am.
And just to kind of give a little bit of recap in regards to who you are, you're the wife of Steve Kuby, and you're both up in Canada for one specific reason. What is that reason? Why are you in Canada?
We're in Canada because the right to access medical marijuana was enshrined in a court decision in July of 2000 called Queen versus Parker.
In Canada, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And so the federal government of Canada has been forced to respond with a program called the Medical Marijuana Access Regulations, where people are given, like my husband, a card, and they are able to show that card to any official and say, I am exempt from all the laws regarding cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
I can smoke wherever I wish so long as I comply with the local laws where I am.
Got it. Now, you were coming from America. Why did you leave America?
Well, we tried to pass a law in California called the Compassionate Use Act. And silly us, we thought that passing a law in the United States actually meant something. I know, isn't that funny? Well, our naivety was quickly squashed in January 1999 when four different agencies from four different governments in the United States stormed into our home, 19 of them with slack jackets and laser-guided assault rifles. And they went through our home and arrested us. And right then, I woke up to the fact that the United States no longer is a free and democratic society, that the people do not have control of their government any longer.
That is a hell of a wake-up call, Michelle, no doubt about it.
Huge, huge wake-up call.
Were you violent criminals? Is that why they came in there with the guns a-blazing as such?
Well, actually, it's very funny. You know, the way they came in, it would think that we would have had two dead bodies in the basement.
Right, did you have a cache of weapons or something? A cache of weapons and weapon terrible things?
The only weapon that they were looking for is what's between my husband's ears.
Mm.
He always makes people think in a different way. And prior to our arrest, he'd written a book called The Politics of Consciousness, which really upset the authorities. In fact, the prosecutor on our trial carried it under his arm pretty much for the whole trial. So it's the ideas that my husband has. It's the, you know, the thoughts he has about how to get out of the system, how to speak to a higher authority and to follow your heart and what's right. You know,
well,
I mean,
plus he didn't just write a book. He also was running for governor as the Libertarian candidate in California. Steve Kuby was. Now, was he running for governor at the time you were raided, or was that before or after that?
An anonymous letter started the investigation in July of 1998,
mm-hmm.
And Steve went through the campaign that ended in November of 1998. So for those 6 months, yes, we were under surveillance while Steve was running for governor. They peeked through our windows, listened through our doors, went through our trash, you know, talked to our neighbors, got our phone records, got our bank records, they got our you know, electrical usage, and made up a case.
Right, and you were just complying with the 1996 California law that basically says that people in California with a doctor's permission can smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes, and that's what they came after you guys with, correct?
Actually, it was the cultivation that they really got upset about.
Oh, I see.
Every time we've cultivated in a house, we've always had problems. It's the growing of the plant that seems
right, because
to
you're supposed
the authorities.
To, well, because you're just supposed to make the marijuana appear from nowhere, right? I mean, you're just supposed to snap your fingers and then marijuana is supposed to appear for you. Nobody's ever supposed to grow it. It's so asinine.
Well, it is. You know, it is manna from heaven, you know. That's where it's supposed to come from. actually, where they prefer it to come from is from a state-run pharmacy.
Oh, of course. They want their monopoly any way they can get it. Now,
of course.
Okay, Michelle, so you guys had this major run-in with the cops. The case went to court. Something happened where...
it all gets kind of fuzzy after that.
Yeah, what happened to drive you to Canada exactly?
Our trial started in August of 2000 and ended, the jury came in with a verdict on December 20th. Steve was sentenced on March 2nd of 2000, and the felonies that the jury convicted him of were lowered to misdemeanors, which greatly affected the probation and the sentence that he was given, mm-hmm. which was 120 days house arrest and 3 years formal searchable probation. So, we tried to comply with this order. At the time, we were living, we didn't have our own home. We had no place for him to live out the house arrest.
Right.
In addition, we didn't have any sort of way of getting him cannabis at that time. And we had no job opportunity. We tried to find a place to live in Lake County, California. We tried to find some place to establish in California to live. We couldn't find anywhere. That was in the time of the dot-com boom. And we even tried San Francisco. Couldn't find anything there.
Okay.
And... We also felt that we were appealing the whole decision at the same time because we knew that Catran was going to immediately appeal the misdemeanors and try to turn them into felonies.
Hmm.
And we knew once that he turned it into a felony, Steve would automatically have a 3 to 4 year sentence imposed upon him because every time you're convicted of a felony in California for a drug conviction, you have a mandatory 3 to 4 year sentence in jail.
Oh, man. Now, if he's in jail, now, he can't get access to marijuana very easily in jail, certainly not legally. And why is it that he needs marijuana anyway?
He has what's called pheochromocytoma, or cancer of the adrenal gland. This cancer is particularly nasty for two reasons. One, it is a replication of the adrenal gland. So he has 10 to 20 times the amount of adrenaline running in his body, you or I do.
Oh, my gosh.
If anyone saw the movie Million Dollar Baby, at the end of it, when Clint Eastwood fills her syringe, has a syringe full of stuff and pumps it into her heart stops. And the stuff that he pumped into her was adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Adrenaline will stop your heart immediately. If anyone were to get blood from Steve, they would have their heart stop also.
Wow.
So he's living with these kind of chemicals every day and must he must control the consequences of those chemicals every day.
So what is it marijuana does for him exactly?
Now, in addition, there's the second thing that it does. This particular cancer is potentiated because of the adrenaline. It grows into everything. It grows into every organ. When they opened him up in 1975 and he was first diagnosed with the malignant cancer, because first he was just diagnosed with the cancer and they removed an adrenal gland, then it grew all over his stomach, liver, intestines, spleen, bladder, everywhere. It was everywhere. And currently he has an inoperable tumor on his aorta and his spinal cord. This stuff will grow into the spinal cord, grow into your brain. It grows into your organs. And you've got to stop the growth of the cancer as well as control the chemicals flowing through your body.
Right.
So Dr. Guzman in Spain has done studies specifically on pheochromocytoma and cannabinoids, and what he's discovered is nothing short of miraculous. The first thing it does is the cannabinoids stop
That's the active ingredient, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know, in marijuana.
Those are the medicinal ingredients.
Right.
The government is most upset about THC. That's the stuff that makes you high.
Okay.
The cannabinoids you don't really feel, but those are the medical benefits. Those are the other ingredients of cannabis that are the medicinal value. So anyway, the cannabinoids, when they're applied to Steve's kind of cancer cells, it teaches them to die. Which cancer? You have cancer because the cells don't die. That's the definition of cancer.
You know what, Michelle? I know I told you I only wanted you for a segment, but I want you for more. Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on with us. We're going to come back to you because this is just way too interesting. And we're going to come back with the rest of the story here. Steve Cubby being prosecuted by the United States. He's hiding out, essentially, in Canada. And the latest was that he was expected to be sent back to the U.S., but we'll give you the true story coming up.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841. 3841.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night show. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're on the phone with Michelle Cubby. Michelle Cubby, actually from Canada at the moment, however, formerly from California. And let me see if I can do my best to recap where we've been so far in the show. Michelle, you and your husband, Steve, were living in California. Steve was, I would say, a very active libertarian. In fact, he had run for governor at one point. I think it was 1998. And while he was in his gubernatorial campaign, apparently the police took an interest in him. and they raided your house, discovered that you were growing some marijuana plants for the purpose of smoking it, Steve smoking it in order to control his, you're going to have to give me the name of the disease again.
Pheochromocytoma. You just call it adrenal cancer.
Adrenal cancer, which is very, very nasty stuff. And as you were just pointing out to us, there have actually been some studies from Spain that have showed that smoked cannabis actually helps keep this particular cancer in check. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. It does.
And
it's
so,
a truly miraculous plant.
It's literally, the marijuana is literally keeping Steve alive.
It is. It
and
definitely is.
So after the raid, the police raid, they took away all your stuff, and then you managed to get, I guess, get out. It went to trial, and there was something.
We were at that point, I believe, explaining
right.
what was going on, what happened with the trial.
Okay, good.
So after the sentencing and the judge lowering his felonies to misdemeanors and giving him 120 days house arrest and 3 years formal surgical probation.
Right, and all of that punishment was no marijuana, right? There was not to be any marijuana being smoked.
Well, here's the deal. The judge said, yeah, you've got the protections of the Compassionate Use Act. But, you know, we thought we had them prior to even going in for the trial. And after the trial, no one ever, you know, said clearly to us, here's a court order, you're allowed to have this many plants growing at this time, and no one will come and arrest you for that.
Hmm.
You know, Steve right now in Canada has an exemption for the federal government of Canada to, at any stage of growth, have 126 plants. Now, in the United States, that's considered extremely excessive. Most of the states that have medical marijuana laws, it's about 6 plants that people are allowed to have.
Okay.
Because the cops believe that each plant will produce a pound.
Cops are idiots.
And well, they're just not being realistic. I don't like to label people. You know, we are fighting ignorance here, and we need to open their mind. And
you're lucky to get a quarter pound off of one plant. Lucky.
An indoor plant, yes. Now, yes, indoor plants. Very, if you're a good grower, you'll get that. You know, actually, we usually do it by light, and the DEA has actually said that your yield is a result of the space you have and the light you've got. And so, usually for us, with every 1,000-watt light, it was, if you can get a pound, that's doing good. A pound and a half is even better. If you get close to 2 pounds, you're an expert. So that's kind of how we marijuana growers, when I was doing it in Seashell, this is what we would judge if we were getting a decent yield or not.
Okay, so, continuing on, you... We're given the sentence for the misdemeanors.
Yes, and we couldn't figure out where to set Steve up. We couldn't figure out how he'd get access to medication for the 4 months that he's in house arrest.
Right.
And then what were we going to do about 3 year searchable probation? We couldn't find a place to live. We couldn't find a business to get going and started. And Mark Emery in Canada offered us an opportunity to create the Pot TV News for his website.
Oh, cool.
PotTV.net. Yes.
We've had Mark on the show before. Great guy.
He is a wonderful person and very much a libertarian, and that's how we met him, was through our libertarianism.
Right.
And we did the Pot TV News for him for 2 years after we moved to Canada. So we had an opportunity here for a job, whereas in the States, there was nothing. There was just no opportunities for us.
Gotcha.
We were labeled criminals. Steve was a loser, and there was just nothing for us.
Understood.
And like I said, in Canada, we had this medical marijuana access regulations program that was just starting. Based actually, the Parker decision that the program is based on was actually based on the Compassionate Use Act following. Oh. Because the Canadian courts look around and see what's going on around the world. We're a world community. We need to reflect what's going on.
Right. The difference, though, between what's happening in Canada and what's happened, where it's supposed to be happening in California, is that California is a state law, and what you're talking about in Canada sounds to be a federal law, correct?
That is the huge difference right there. Until the United States federal government recognizes and respects the rights of medical marijuana patients, it's
how about recognizes and respects the rights of the states to make their own laws?
That would be nice too. But I think that the next deal that was decided in Raich, I believe.
Right.
Raich tried to separate that decision, and the Supreme Court firmly said no. So the next question is going to be: is the federal government have right to come in my life and make it a mess? Like, that's what Steve and I are asking. And that's what Parker asked. The individual needs to stand up and say, I am the individual. I have the basic human right to medicate myself.
Absolutely.
For my well-being. And this is what the Parker decision enshrines, for my well-being and health. And you, as a government, have no right to tell me. You didn't get involved when I got sick.
Indeed.
You shouldn't be involved when I find my
and
cure.
Plus, on top of all that, we created the government. So the government's supposed to be subservient to what it is that we want. Now, it sounds like you got a pretty
Jefferson,
good...
You remember Jefferson said an interesting thing about that.
Yeah.
He said that, let me see, I don't remember the quote exactly.
Paraphrase.
But the effect of it is that either you are afraid of the government or the government is afraid of you. And
that's right. Oh, here's another paraphrase of that. Whenever the government fears the people, there's freedom. Whenever the people fear the government, there's tyranny.
Bingo.
Now,
and
Michelle,
that's what we have today is tyranny.
That's correct. It sounds like, though, you've got a pretty good deal up there in Canada with the less restrictive laws up there. Why is it that you're still in the news? They're trying to get you back, aren't they?
Well, what's interesting is that we have, over the years, collected massive evidence of fraud, perjury, obstruction of justice, and abuse of power in the case down in the States.
Mm-hmm.
That case should be thrown out. And we need the time here in Canada to go through the wheels of justice in the United States and get this fixed. And that's why we want to stay here, and that's why we're in the news.
Weren't they threatening to eject you about a week ago, and what happened with that?
Yes, we have a letter in my possession saying we're supposed to leave by midnight on the 12th of January. Well, on the 9th of January, I went to the Federal Court of Canada and was heard by Justice Yvon Pinard. And he indicated that he was going to seriously take into consideration what I was questioning, because mm-hmm. I'm asking them, does Canada have the right to remove his, to send my husband to a zero-tolerance country that will remove his medicine and threaten his life?
A death sentence, essentially. If Steve is to go back to the United States and serve 3 years in prison, he's going to die.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not going to last 3 years. Even if
right.
he's there for a week, he probably won't survive just a week.
Wow.
It's that serious, that how quickly his cancer... I mean, he gets blood pressure spikes of 240 over 220. It's not a constant, you know, up high blood pressure pressure he's living with. It's just spikes, and so it's very difficult to control. And it's like he's a time bomb ready to go off at any time.
So the judge essentially allows you to stay. What is coming next, Michelle?
I have a question in front of the federal court. I am appealing the pre-removal risk assessment. What Canada has done is they've given me an opportunity to have a refugee hearing in which I brought witnesses like Angel Raich, a Supreme Court judge from California, James Gray. I also brought a defense attorney who works with medical marijuana patients, and I, you know, basically all of them explain what the reality is for medical marijuana patients in the United States.
Gotcha.
The refugee board decided to ignore my witnesses and instead went with Christopher Catran, the prosecutor from my trial, who of course said we had a wonderfully fair trial and had the opportunity for a very fair hearing.
Yeah.
And of course the refugee board went with this analysis, rather than recognizing that he had a little bit of a biased opinion. So I'm going in and saying, look, you know, you guys really have to look at the reality of things, especially since Gonzalez versus Raich happened last summer, which was the Supreme Court decision saying that the states do not have the right to make medical marijuana laws.
So there's more to come
really
here. There's more to come here, Michelle, and unfortunately we are out of time for tonight, but very interesting story. We're going to keep up to date with it. We want you to keep in touch with Free Talk Live and keep us on top of everything going on with you and your husband. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.
More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control of the show.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, live Saturday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Three new Shriners going up this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, when it rains, it pours, man.
Which does that it does.
Yeah, three brand new ladies going up on the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have submitted their pictures to the Shrine. And they're not just regular pictures. They're actually validated photos. What's that mean?
It means that they're proving somehow that they listen to Free Talk Live, usually by a sign or some cases a T-shirt. Lots of different ways that you can prove that you're a listener. But it's a special photo taken just for us.
Exactly. And then we put them up on the Shrine because we're really proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. We want to show you off. That's all it is. The Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Michelle Cubby. And what a story.
Yeah.
What a situation. You know, what strong people, too, to stand up against the state like this.
I'm amazed that marijuana's actually reversing the adrenal cancer.
I mean,
it's reversing the effects of the adrenal cancer, as opposed to every other time it's pain treatment. You know,
mm-hmm. Well, you're gonna have to live with it and take these pills.
Nausea treatment. It's some kind of treatment as opposed to you know, a cure.
Right.
In this case, it's cure.
It's curing him. Yeah. It's keeping him alive at the very least. And the United States federal government says no, no, no. This is a drug and it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's bad.
Kids could get their hands on it. Wait, kids are getting their hands on it, and it's illegal. Well,
and it's not coming from Steve Cubby.
Yeah. Well, but it's still dangerous. I mean, this whole war on drugs is so insane. We're putting people in jail. I mean, that's what they want to do to this guy. They want to put Steve Cubby in jail for growing and smoking marijuana so he can stay alive. If he goes into jail, okay, yeah, we all know there's drugs available in jail, but it costs money. It still costs money. In fact, it costs excessive amounts of money in jail to get your hands on drugs.
And he probably can't get the dosage that he needs.
Right. It can't get it consistently. Can't get what you want. So it's outrageous that this continues to go on in this country, and so many people just shrug their shoulders. Or so many people say, well, marijuana's bad, so we should keep it off the market. We shouldn't allow people to have their get their hands on things that are dangerous. Well, wait a minute, what about cars? Those are dangerous, too. Maybe we should just take away everything that's dangerous from people. I like your idea, man. Let's just lock everybody into padded cells. That way they can't hurt themselves with anything. Because, boy, nobody can make decisions for themselves as an adult. I mean, when we all become adults from childhood, apparently the decision-making ability doesn't come along for us Americans. We're just all a bunch of clueless dum-dums, and we have to sit back and allow our masters in government explain to us what we can do and what we can't do. You can cross the road at the crosswalk, but you can't go outside of that. Stay within the lines. Listen to mommy government. We'll tell you what's best. Can you believe this stuff, Manwich? And that people just kind of just sit back and they go about their law. Oh, it doesn't affect me. I don't smoke marijuana. Oh, that doesn't affect me. That's what people's, you know, attitude is. I've never smoked marijuana. Why should I care about these potheads?
Well, you don't have adrenal cancer either.
Yeah. I bet you're, I bet people like that, with that kind of attitude, I bet they would change their opinions real quick if their son or their daughter or their husband or their wife came down with some sort of terrible cancer and they happened to discover, because it's usually just when somebody has a medical problem and they find out that marijuana helps with it, it's usually just happenstance. They usually just happen to come across it. Somebody says, hey, I've heard you've tried all these things. Have you tried marijuana? And they say, well, no. But since they're already out of options, they give it a shot and
might as well smoke a joint.
It works for them. And who's to say that that's terrible? Who's to say that these people shouldn't be able to have access to the medicine that they need? Can you say that? 1-800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you are somebody that thinks that marijuana should not be available to anyone, we're not talking about legalization, decriminalization. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about allowing people to go and smoke and get high, which is a whole other issue, and I support that too. We're just talking about medical marijuana.
Medicine for sick
right.
people. You know, if we don't protect our sick people, who are we going to protect? What are we protecting?
Well, we're protecting their lungs, man, which by not allowing them to smoke marijuana, that could be they could get cancer. Wait, they already have cancer. Okay. I don't know who we're protecting. We're protecting, well, who are we protecting with the war on drugs? Who is being protected?
Nobody.
Criminals' profits are being protected.
Yes.
Government police in the vice departments are being protected.
Yeah, God knows they have to have jobs.
Right. And politicians are protecting their jobs by acting like they're tough on drugs, because that's something that they could get reelected on.
Right.
So many I think there's probably a lot of politicians out there that must know. I mean, they must have seen the opinion surveys, like the 80% plus people in America that support medical marijuana. They must have seen these surveys. It must have been brought to their attention by somebody. Maybe they know somebody that smokes marijuana. They must know. I'm sure plenty of our politicians have actually smoked it themselves. Enough of them have admitted doing it. So it's not like these guys are unfamiliar with it. It's not like they're totally in the closet or in the dark about marijuana. But nonetheless, they're afraid to take a public position because it'll make them seem like they're soft on drugs. They support drug use. They want to get kids hooked on drugs. I mean, what is it that these people are thinking, really?
Baffles me. But, you know, if 80% of Americans believe that medical marijuana should be legal, we're probably not going to get a call from one of these crackpots that believes, in fact, that it shouldn't be.
Well, I know. We're probably not going to. We hardly ever get a call from, you know, from people that are. Actually, I don't know if we've ever gotten a call from somebody that's against medical marijuana.
Prank calls.
We'd only. You know, I think the only way we'd be able to get somebody on the line who was against medical marijuana would be to call up the drug czar. You know, to call up the ONDCP and see if we could schedule them for an appearance on the show. But I doubt they would take it. Because we actually contacted, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which is not a government agency, although they're a private group that frequently lobbies the government. I contacted them, gave them a call, said, well, we're interested in having you on our show. Because Matt is always talking about passing more laws. We need to control drunk driving, and drunk driving's not a good thing. It's dangerous, no doubt about it. It puts people's lives at risk, and people die as a result of it. So I'm not a fan of drunk driving. However, I'm less of a fan of legislation. And I don't think that that's the answer to the problem here. And I wanted to talk to them about that.
They're always after raising the drinking limits and
right.
that kind of thing.
More crackdowns on enforcement, that sort of thing. They want more law.
I mean, these you know, raised 21-year-old drinking limits are probably the result. I can't tell you how many college students have died as a result from, you know, pre-gaming. They drink before they go out rather than being able to drink out there. No one's getting alcohol poisoning by paying $8 a beer at a bar, believe me.
Right. Or a football game or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that, man. Which the college kids, marijuana, totally derailed.
What can I tell you?
800-259-5791, but it's outrageous what they're doing with the drug situation in this country here. And really, I swear, we will give you lots of airtime. We'll lavish you with airtime if you can explain to us why it is marijuana should be inaccessible to everyone, including people that are terminally ill, including people that have terrible illnesses, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, cancer, AIDS patients. These are the people. These are some of the people. Adrenal cancer. These are some of the people that take marijuana for medicinal purposes. Do you believe that all these people are just liars? You think they're just all trying to get high and just want to get the government permission slip so they can do so? I don't think so. In fact, I've met some of them personally, and I know for a fact that these people are suffering. We need to allow them to have access to whatever it takes to end that suffering. Anything else is inhumane and sick. 800-259-5791, this is your show. Coming up, since we're talking about pot, we've got a story about a guy that was pulled over for a bumper sticker.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791, and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for you. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, maybe you're one of our listeners up in Indianapolis tonight, I believe, Indy. And I think KBBO, KUSA, and Yakima are both getting this fresh first hour of the show for the first time tonight. So welcome on board if you're listening during this particular hour. If you don't get us during the week, and you don't if you're an indie, you can always get the archives at freetalklive.com. We give them away. All those other talk shows, they want $5 a month from you, $5 or $6 or $7 a month, and we give them to you at freetalklive.com.
Right, you can listen to all the, we have 6 nights a week that we do the show, and you can listen to
every one of them.
Every one of them.
All the way back as far as 9 months. All free. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Bill in, I believe, Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, Ian Manwich. How you doing?
Good, Bill. Good. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering if there was anything that, you know, Michelle and Steve need, you know, for U.S. citizens to help out with.
That would be an excellent question. Were Michelle still on the line?
It's a valid question.
Right.
If there's any way that, you know, they need any assistance or anything like that.
I don't even know what her email address is. I would bet if you went and Googled Michelle or Steve Cubby, which is K-U-B-B-Y.
Yes.
Then you could probably pull up some contact information for them. She mentioned Mark Emery. He's easily contactable through Cannabis Culture Magazine.
Okay.
I'm sure he could help you out with that. But great question, and anybody who's interested in that information, shouldn't be too hard to dig that up.
Okay, fantastic.
Did you have anything else on your mind, Bill?
I just got pulled over because my tags were expired, and I found out, you know, just researching Virginia law, that I really have no... freedom, liberty to use the roads that I'm forced to pay for. So that kind of upset me. But other than that, no.
Yeah, that's kind of outrageous. I mean, if you don't have the government permission slip, you can't go and actually utilize the roads.
I don't know who owns them. I mean, they say they're public roads, but we don't own them.
Right. Well, you obviously don't own them if you don't have if you can't use them, right?
If you have clearly,
to, if you have to bow down to somebody else's rules.
That's true. I mean, you know, it started with me failing to pay like $6.50 in property tax.
Really?
And somehow this snowballed into this whole thing where the state refused to, you know, renew my tags on my car because I didn't pay the county. And then, I don't know, somehow I thought I paid them and I didn't, and the cop pulled me over. And
that kind of stuff always happens. The state's so bad about updating their files. I mean, it could be that you did pay them and that they just didn't get the payment or didn't process it. Or
well, I honestly thought that I paid them because they actually sent me a registration card that had an expiration date in October. And I showed it to the cop, and he's like, well, that doesn't mean anything. They do that all the time. Okay. So this is no good? It was kind of crazy.
I bet. Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Sure thing.
800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. At least he didn't get pulled over for a dangling air freshener. Like this guy. A pro-pot group alleges that an Aurora police officer pulled over one of its members this week because he had a marijuana legalization sticker on the back of his vehicle. This from the Rocky Mountain News, Denver area. Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, or SAFER, which persuaded Denver voters to legalize adult possession of a small amount of marijuana, alleges the officer told Paul Wansing he was offended by the sticker and cited the 25-year-old chef for having a cracked windshield and an air freshener dangling from his rearview mirror. We've heard of that before, haven't we?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We had somebody call in and said that they got pulled over in Virginia for having a dangling air freshener.
Right. Well, the officer who wasn't indicted allegedly told Wansing that he wouldn't have been cited if he didn't have the sticker on his vehicle. And he didn't want his children, the officer that is, didn't want his children to see such trash. The group is planning a rally outside Aurora Police Headquarters today, according to Mason Tevert. He says, this is just another case of law enforcement trying to intimidate someone for their political views. And it sounds like that's the case. Aurora Police Sergeant Rudy Herrera said the department would look into the allegations, and officers eventually would like to interview him.
Well, you shouldn't drive around with a cracked windshield. Your insurance company will take care of that. That's like the lowest form of insurance has to take care of cracked windshields.
Okay.
Just the rule.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that's probably not a good thing. But, I mean, the officer actually told the dude that he pulled him over because of a sticker that was on his car.
That's wrong.
That seems a little un-American. I mean, why would the cop even say something like that?
Because he was offended.
I guess so.
And
yeah, you're right. And he's probably not afraid of getting fired or anything. Cops can't get fired for anything. Almost anything. You have to rape somebody to even come close to getting fired as a cop. And so in this case, the cops are saying they're going to look into the allegations. Boy, you know, that really makes me feel good as a United States citizen when the cops do something wrong. They're always so good about investigating themselves, right?
Mm.
So great about bringing up their own people on charges. Oh, wait, no. No, that rarely happens. In fact, usually they just protect one another. Usually when a cop does something bad to somebody else, and just pulling somebody over is nothing. I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg on the, you know, the list of things, the laundry list of bad things that cops can do to you, including force you to have sex with them or steal your money, take your drugs, whatever. I mean, the cops are out of control. So, okay, they're going to look into the allegations, but I bet they're not going to look too hard. And then officers would like to interview him? Wait a minute. You just pulled me over? You pulled me over and you wasted my time and you gave me a ticket and now you want me to come down to the station so you can ask me questions about the harassment that I received? I don't think so. I wouldn't be interested at all in being interviewed by the cops any more than I absolutely must. 800-259-5791, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, let's talk about weapons and Iran. That's on the way, too. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We're live, the Saturday night edition. Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Don't forget to join us online, though, at freetalklive.com, where we have updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. And there will be an update going out sometime this weekend when we add our brand newest Shriners, the three of them. Three ladies going up on the Shrine this weekend. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about marijuana pretty much all hour. And we started with Michelle Cubby. She was telling us about the persecution that her and her husband have been going through at the hands of the United States federal government. And just talking about medical marijuana in general and how outrageous it is that people are not allowed to smoke this plant to help themselves. Let's talk to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hey,
I wanted to talk about this medical marijuana, but I also wanted to talk about cops and roads, if I can, when I'm done.
Certainly.
Briefly. You go into the hospital, and what do they give you for pain when you have cancer?
Opiates?
Usually morphine. I'm no expert, but
right.
Morphine. They use things like Demerol. My wife was a nurse for 18 years, and I picked up a little bit, and there's certain types of cocaine and all kinds of stuff that they have locked up in these cabinets that they use for medical use.
Sure.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Okay, if it's needed, it's needed, and
absolutely,
know, that's fine. But you know, I'm not necessarily advocating pot smoking for recreation. I mean, I've done it, but I'm not proud of that or endorsing it, but. Certainly for medical use, I don't know what's the problem. But anyway,
I don't think there's a problem with even smoking it for recreational purposes. We're having kind of funny phone trouble, so give us your other thoughts on the other issue, if you could.
The other thing is, it was two thoughts on the cops. Oh, the roads. They're public roads. Therein is lies the problem is they're not, when you talk about public roads, that's not you and I. Public is the government side. We're private.
Good point. In fact, we need to have, I think we should go to private roads. Thanks for the call, Bob. We appreciate hearing from you. I've got to let you go. It's a funny little phone echo thing going on that was driving me insane. 800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. So, yeah, I agree with Bob that people should be allowed to take whatever it is they need to take. Although, Bob said that he had smoked marijuana in the past, and he kind of covered it up, and he was like, I'm not really proud of that. Well, I'm not necessarily proud of the fact that I've smoked marijuana in the past, but I'm not going to shy away from it either. I'm not embarrassed by it. I've smoked marijuana in the past. Whoop-dee-doo.
It seems ridiculous to me that we can have mind-altering substances like alcohol, tobacco.
Caffeine.
Caffeine, even. Legal. And marijuana's not.
Yeah, it is asinine.
Strange. 775,000 people convicted of marijuana possession last year, and I, as a taxpayer, have to pay for that.
Yeah, in fact, I've smoked copious amounts of marijuana, and I think I'm a decently successful person. I think it's probably pretty obvious that I'm a responsible user of it. In fact,
we've had a couple of presidents recently that have smoked marijuana. I don't see that marijuana really stops you from success.
In fact, Paul Armentano from Normal, since we're still on the issue, he's actually got an article about how apparently Giant Stadium has banned beer from their stadium.
Oh,
and
my.
He's suggesting, well, maybe they should try pot instead, because apparently beer's leading to violence. You think pot leads to violence? We'll find out. Hour number two on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...